Chapter 40, 11:05 a.m. Stephanie poured herself a cup of hot coffee and offered more to Jeffrey, but the younger man refused.
"We are allowed but one cup a day," he made clear.
"Is your entire life governed by rule?"
"It's our way."
"I thought secrecy was important to the Brotherhood, too. Why do you speak of it so openly?"
"My master, who now resides with the Lord, told me to be honest with you."
She was perplexed. "How did your master know me?"
"He followed your husband's research closely. He and your husband spoke on several occasions."
The information shocked her. "Lars made contact with the Templars?"
"Actually, the Templars contacted him. My master approached your husband and was his confessor."
"Your master sounds like a curious man." She sipped more coffee. "Your master was sure that you and I would meet?"
"He sent the journal, thinking you'd come. He also sent a letter to Ernst Scoville, which included pages from the journal that related to you. He hoped that would bring you two together. He wanted the two of you, together with the Seneschal and myself, to find the great device."
"What am I supposed to do, Jeffrey?"
"Help your son."
"How?"
"He must complete what his father started. De Roquefort cannot be allowed to find the great device. The master was emphatic on this point. That's why he planned ahead, why I was trained."
"Mark detests me."
"He loves you."
"How would you know?"
"My master told me. He knew all."
Jeffrey reached into his pocket and withdrew a sealed envelope.
"Mr. Malone and the Seneschal have gone to the church. I was told to give this to you when I thought appropriate."
He withdrew to the den, and she opened the envelope.